is the Becoming Epic Podcast. Becoming epic. Epic isn't a word that we're just saying. Becoming epic. Every person is courageous. Fitness became a blessing. It's my secret weapon. I'm living every second, motivating you to become epic.
Welcome back to the Becoming Epic Podcast. My name is Adam Berezowski, and I am your courage coach. So I know I've been saying I wanted to bring a bunch of guests on, and I haven't been. So I decided to bring one on today. Maybe I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi, my name is McLean.
Hi, you're so cute.
Thank you.
McLean is back on with me. It's been a few months since she, I think the last time I had McLean on was for New Year's, right? I think that's the last podcast we had. And she is older now. She
six.
Yeah, you're 6 years old. Yeah. Oh my God, it's crazy. This is going to be so fun. I just wanted to have a great conversation with my daughter. I love recording these. Not only, hopefully, it brings a smile to your face. Oh, she's holding a smelling marker right up to the mic and
it's
telling you guys to smell it.
Green.
And what does it smell like?
Mint.
It smells like mint. Does it smell good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that your favorite color?
Yeah.
What are your favorite colors?
Green and pink.
Green and pink. I love
and
it.
And black and white.
And black and white?
Yeah.
Why are all those your favorite colors?
Because Wednesdays are black and white.
Wednesdays are black and white?
And green and pink are my favorite colors.
Talking to the mic.
And green and pink are my favorite colors because my daddy likes green and my mommy likes pink.
Your mommy likes pink and your daddy likes green. That is truth. And then Wednesday Adams, her colors are black and white. And McLean is obsessed with Wednesday Adams right now. Have you seen the show?
Yes.
Yeah, you love it?
Yeah.
Wednesdays is your favorite character?
But except the real human one that just came out.
Yeah.
It's inappropriate.
It's inappropriate.
But my most favorite part from it is where Wednesday found her brother in a locker and put the piranhas in the pool. And one of the boys got bitten by the piranhas and he started bleeding.
Oh my goodness.
In the pool.
Oh, did he really? And who let you watch this, Mommy? Yeah. Oh.
The piranha part was not inappropriate.
The piranha part was not inappropriate? Okay.
Just no.
Just the rest of the movie was?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Not most of it, but some of it was.
Some of it? Okay. Well, at least you know that, and you know what's real and what isn't real, right?
Yeah.
So that way you don't get
scared.
The
blood wasn't real and the piranhas wasn't real. And once when I went to the zoo with my mommy, I saw real piranhas.
Oh, you went to the zoo and saw a real piranha? That's cool. What else did you see at the zoo?
Giraffes. I mean, elephants.
Elephants? Was that your favorite thing to see?
Yeah, and I saw the elephant's booty.
Oh, my God. I love that. Oh, my God. You're so silly.
I'm drawing on my...
So what is your favorite animal?
Elephants.
You love elephants? Oh, I think, Leah, last time we talked, remember we talked about what you wanted to do when you got older? Right? What was that? Do you remember?
Being a vet for an elephant.
Being a vet for an elephant. I'm
yeah,
telling you,
completely.
This girl remembers everything. And that's exactly right.
I remember that I fell out of a car.
You remember that you fell out of a car?
I really did.
Yeah.
Head.
Whose car was that?
Mama's.
Uh-oh. And why'd you fall out of a car?
Well, once I got to the driveway, I was trying to get out safely, and that's how. And I just fell.
Yeah.
And my knee had little dots on it, and my elbow cracked open and bleeded.
Uh-oh, her elbow cracked open and bleeded? Bled?
And it got purple the next day.
Here, sit up and talk into the mic. They're not going to be able to hear you. Yeah, okay, so I want to ask you a couple questions. Okay. Oh, careful.
No, keep it right here. Jeez. Okay.
Jeez. Just because I want the world to get to know you.
Okay.
What is your favorite toy and why do you like it?
What?
What is your favorite toy and why do you like it?
My favorite toy is my bunny called Brownie and my bear called Barry and my toy and my stuffy elephant named Ellie.
Oh, yeah. And you've had Ellie for how long?
Since I was a baby.
Since you were a baby. Yeah.
And I still have her.
And you sleep with Ellie every night?
Yeah.
Yeah, almost every night. Well, that's cool. Well, I love that.
Hear that tapping sound?
Yeah, they're going to hear that tapping sound. Don't tap it. Okay. So what is your favorite thing? What's your favorite thing to do with your friends?
To take care of them and play with them.
To take care of them and play with them? Is there a special game that you guys like to play a lot?
With Celine and Camilla, I like to play Game Master with them. Sister Game Master.
Oh, okay. And what kind of game is that? Is it like a family game?
No. So there's two sisters, one cat, and there's a Game Master. And each of us have powers.
Oh, that's cool. What are your powers?
Mine is a robot.
Yours is a robot?
Yeah.
And do you have like a special power with that, like being a robot? Is there like, what is that special power?
That special power means that I have special glasses that I can see through, and the Game Master is invisible, and with those glasses, I can see the Game Master.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I love that. And you do that at school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Celine and Camilla. Camilla's our cat, and then me and Celine are the big sisters.
Okay. What are you doing? Can you sit in the chair?
Scooting in.
I know. Then you're not going to be able to get in the chair. She is my child. Full
and
on through.
For Apex, I run 36 laps.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's talk about that. So, McLean, you did an Apex fun run, right?
Yeah.
And then you raised some money too, right?
Yeah.
And
I got the camping set.
And you got the camping set, which was the biggest prize right? And
Where
then.
Do I go camping?
We're going to use them to go camping. Don't put that over the mic, baby. Oh, my God. You're so crazy.
Hi.
Oh, that's why. Because I don't want you to break it. Okay, so you ran 36 laps, which is awesome. And what's the most amount of laps you could have run? 36?
No, 39.
39 laps. And
but I didn't run that much. And Avery did. She beat her record.
She beat her record?
I think me too.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know, but I think.
Yeah. And you raised quite a bit of money. I know Daddy donated $5 a lap. So every time he ran a lap, I donated $5.
For real?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It came out to be quite a bit of money.
I'm dead.
So yeah, so it was really cool. Like, our family went out and watched and supported her run these laps. And we were screaming from the sidelines. McLean has been to a lot of my
races.
The gate. McLean has been to a lot of my races. So it was only in epic fashion to then support her in her race, which was super cool. And yeah, it was an exciting thing. And she raised quite a bit of money. She won some prizes, this camping set. I think you got a robot as well.
Yes, and it's at your house, Poopy Head.
And it is at my house, Poopy Head. this is my daughter. Oh, my God. I hope you guys like this episode. All right. Let's go. Let's move on. So what is the most fun activity you've ever done, and why is it so fun?
My most activity is to do arts and crafts.
Oh, I love that. What's the most coolest art and craft that you've done so far?
Made
Jemison?
Yeah, we made her.
Oh, is that a doll or something or a painting?
No.
What's Jemison?
Made Jemison is her name.
Oh, it's her name?
She was the first black woman to go to outer space.
Oh, Mae Jemison. I think that's how you say her name. That's so cool. I love that. And why was it so fun? Because it's somebody you idolize?
No.
Do you want to go to space?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't really want to. For real.
For realsies. Okay. Well, that was good. I love that. What was some other good questions?
And let's draw the window.
Okay. What's something new that you've learned recently, and how did you learn it?
Math.
Math. You really do like math. Huh. Yeah.
I loved it since the second day when I went to school.
You loved it since your second day at school? Yeah. So McLean's in kindergarten. She's finishing
but
up her...
But I cry in aftercare because I miss my mommy and daddy.
And she cries in aftercare because she misses her mommy and daddy, which it's a long day. So I get it.
Yeah, because I'm tired and I miss them. And I want to go to sleep right now.
And you want to go to sleep right now? Are you tired right now? What time is it? It's not that late. It's
not right now. I'm meaning like right now, and when I was in, like when I'm in aftercare, sometimes I get tired.
Gotcha. I love that.
And I just want to go to sleep.
And one of the cool things, so McLean and I actually just got back from a business meeting. So I started a tequila company with a couple partners of mine, and we had a big meeting today. And McLean sat there with me in my meeting, very patient and super, super just like calm and collective. And she drew all of her sight words, which are all of the vocabulary words that she's been working on. And she wrote them really well, right? And she drew clouds around them, which was super cool. And I was just so proud of her.
Clouds, little puffs.
Little what?
Puffs.
Oh, puffs. Sorry, not clouds. So that was really cool to see and to experience that, because I want to do life with her, and my life has a lot to do with business and multiple businesses. And so I try to bring her, and she was very patient, and I am just so proud of her that she sat there so quietly and did what she did. So, okay, I got one more question for you, and then we'll close it up, okay? If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
To love my mommy and daddy and me and myself. And Charlie.
I love that. But then why...
And chicken!
And why would you choose that superpower?
I would choose that superpower.
No, why did you choose that superpower?
No, I'm saying I would choose that. I'm saying like in a whole sentence, like I do at school.
Cool. I'll go for it.
So, my fave. Wait, I forgot. Tell me again.
So, if you can have your superpower, which is to love your mommy, your daddy, and your whole family and yourself, right? You said yourself, which I love. Yeah. Why would you choose that superpower?
I would choose that superpower because I think it's kind and nice.
And you want to be kind and nice to everybody?
Yes, even my friends.
I love that. That is very sweet of you. You know what? Me and you, Knuckles, because we're going to change this world together.
Poopy head.
Poopy head. And that's how we end it. Well, what? I'm going to end it the way that we do in our gym. We're going to put our hands in. Put your hand on top of mine. And we're going to...
Put your hand on top of mine.
And we're going to say, on a count of three, 1, 2, 3, epic.
Okay.
All right, ready? One, two, three. Epic! All right. Well, hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Becoming Epic Podcast. If you're still listening to this, that means you took something away from this episode. Make sure you leave a review and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Becoming Epic. We'll see you next time. Became a blessing. It's my secret weapon. I'm living every second, motivating me.